The resolve of New Year's resolutions. The New Year has arrived, and everybody seems set on making it the best one yet. However, for some strange reason, I've always found it kind of odd that January 1st is always seen as the one day where you can actually try to make a difference in your life. Forget the other 364 days. You can just put all of those goals on hold and wait until the middle of winter to start. Excellent idea. Of course, no one loves New Year's resolutions more than Americans. It's treated as almost a sort of religious experience. January 2nd, you wake up and begrudgingly go to work or school, and you cannot walk more than a couple yards without people asking you what your New Year's resolution is. It's so ubiquitous that you sometimes feel you need to make up a resolution just to satisfy people's curiosities. Oh yeah, I'm giving up watching really terrible TV shows and eating blood sausage. But when it comes to actual real resolutions, it's no surprise that the one that just about everybody always sets for themselves is to get into shape. Everyone always says they're going to hit the gym more this year. They'll work on their abs, their arms, do some cardio, get out and jog more, etc., etc. We're not known in America for being the most fit of populations, and it's not unheard of to hear of people getting in their large American automobiles and driving 30 minutes to a gym to run on a treadmill, sweat a little, and then drive back home. Not exactly the most exciting of moments. Needless to say, no one has to wait until December 31st to ask your friends and colleagues how their resolutions went. Honestly, you can just ask them in March, and most of the time, they'll confess that they haven't been keeping up with their promises of losing so many pounds and or having those sculpted abs. They all say the same thing. I got busy. Work and kids got in the way. It was too hard. Well, at least there's always next year to look forward to. And of course, this time, it'll be the year we get in shape.